This is Bunny Michael, and you're listening to EXO Higher Self Advice and Healing, the podcast where you ask me for advice and I help get you to the place within yourself where you already have the answer. The truth is, we all have a deep wisdom inside of us that's not easy to access in a world of trauma, chaos, and bias conditioning. Connecting with your higher self is the process of peeling back those layers to recognize you've always been enough and you deserve so much more than you realize. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Hello, how are you? Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to another episode. I have a couple announcements before we get to the question. And the first is that I am going to be playing a record release show in Brooklyn, New York on April 26th at the Sultan Room, and I'm going to be performing. And it's my first performance in years, actually since before the pandemic. I'm really excited and I think it's going to be really fun and it's going to be a very loving affair. So if you're in the area, please, please do come. I would love to meet you. I would love to talk to you after the show, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to be putting a link to the tickets in the show notes. I also am going to be sharing a new song at the end of the episode called Crystal Children. The music video also just came out. I posted it on Tuesday, which by the time you hear this will be probably the day before. And anyway, I would just love your support. Follow me on Spotify. Watch the Crystal Children music video. I would love, love, love all of that kind of support and love for my music. It's a pretty fun part of my art, and I almost quit doing music because I didn't really know what the trajectory of it was going to be. And then I just kind of came to this realization that it's not about reaching certain goals. It's literally just about being who I am, sharing my art. It might inspire somebody. It might make somebody feel good, and that makes it worth it, right? We all have a voice, and we all have a unique way of expressing ourselves, and we're all creative beings. And I think being creative and sharing your art, as scary as it can be sometimes, is very, very healing, and it's very, very beautiful. So I hope that if you're doing art out there, if you are being creative, if you're braving that, I'm just sending you so much of my love because I know it's not always easy. All right, so this week's question is about having feelings for somebody when you're already in a relationship. And, you know, it happens. I'm sure it's happened to a lot of people listening. So I think this question is going to be very helpful. And let's get to it. Hi, Bunny. Thank you so much for everything you do and all the ways you share about your own healing journey along with others. Your podcast and page have changed my life in multiple ways. I'm reaching out because I would love to hear your perspective on what I'm going through. I think I'm falling in love with my coworker and it really scares me for numerous reasons. I'm in a monogamous, long-term relationship and love my partner dearly. They are the first partner I've had that provided me stability, love, and care in ways that allowed for me to blossom and thrive. I have never been cared for like this in my life. I have CPTSD and experienced a chaotic childhood, so sometimes I feel like I'm craving chaos and instability again because it is what my body knows. But I can be honest to my partner about this and he supports. Yet sometimes I do feel bored within our relationship and I think it's because it's my first stable relationship. When I first met my coworker, I didn't think much of it nor think about them often. However, the more I got to know my coworker, the more I can feel myself being attracted to them in multiple ways, mainly their spirit and personality. Sometimes I have dreams about them and it feels so intense to me. I have never had dreams about my partner for some reason. I feel a lot of shame about this. I know how inappropriate it is to be attracted to my coworker, and I'm embarrassed by the way I feel. My coworker is also married and has kids, yet I find myself fantasizing about what it would be like to be intimate with him. I avoid my coworker because I'm worried I cannot hide my sense of attraction to them, and it scares me. I never want to lose my job, my partner, or my life over something like this. I have thought deeply about what it is and why I feel this way, but I'm wondering if you can speak on this for me and what your thoughts are. Thank you, Bunny. Hello, hun. Well, first I want to say that it's totally understandable to have attraction to other people, even when you're in a committed, loving relationship. Please do not guilt or shame yourself for being a human being and having feelings. We have all kinds of feelings all the time, but feelings come and go. Right now, this is how you feel about your coworker. Okay, it is what it is. It's how you feel right now. Right now, you feel a bit bored in your relationship with your partner. Okay, that's the way it is. That's how you feel right now. You mentioned that your childhood wounds can show up for you in patterns of wanting chaos or instability. And you intuitively feel that could be a factor in you having these feelings. You've obviously done a lot of healing, and your higher self is giving you that lens to see things from a higher state of awareness. Remember, our higher selves are our inner wisdom. And I like to think of it like a bird's eye view of our human experience. Through that lens, we can see patterns playing out. We can see the interconnectedness of past, present, and future. We can see the separation between who we are and our thoughts and feelings. That our thoughts and feelings are like the ocean waves, and we are the ocean. So let's try and look at the situation further from that lens. You say you might be in love with your coworker. But what does being in love actually mean? Love is a shift in your state of consciousness. It's the ability to see the wholeness in yourself and in other people. It's seeing the higher self in others. And sometimes a person seems to be like a portal to that awareness, to that state of consciousness. They inspire you to recognize something within yourself, maybe something that you've been neglecting to recognize. A part of you that feels inspired, excited, and special. A part of you that is looking at life with a fresh set of eyes. In other words, helping you to be more present. Now, when you couple that with physical attraction, it can very well feel like, I want to be with this person because I want to keep feeling this way. But you feel this way with this person for the exact reason that you're not together. Because right now, it's just the idea of being together, the fantasy, the good feelings, the adrenaline rush. It's a projection of something going on within you onto this person. This person represents an attraction you have to chaos and instability, but from the safe space of your stable life. You can fantasize about this person precisely because you have the vantage point of safety, precisely because you can go home and know that everything is okay and that you're safe. If it wasn't the case, I don't think that it would feel this good, because I don't actually think that real chaos and real instability feels good. Loving someone is seeing the higher self in another person. But what do you think your coworker's higher self would think about all this? Would his higher self want him to risk losing his family, his stability, his sense of safety for the possibility of you two maybe being a compatible match, and then you possibly getting bored after some time and seeking out another rush of adrenaline or another form of excitement? And if he really loved you and your higher self, Would he want you to feed into your unhealthy patterns, knowing your history, knowing your wounds, knowing that you have CPTSD? Loving someone is not the same as wanting them. Loving someone is not the same as wanting to sleep with them, or wanting them to think you're attractive, or wanting them to want you. Maybe loving your coworker looks different than what you thought. You love your partner. That is a deep love you have been so courageously cultivating for years, doing so much inner work in healing to let yourself receive that love. You did that. You're amazing. A lot of times when I hear people say they're bored in their relationship, they haven't been cultivating the present moment within their relationship. Sort of like it's old news or it's always the same. But people are never the same. They're always growing and they're always evolving. In many ways, we think we know someone and we put them in a box. This is my partner. This is the role they play in my life. This is our routine. This is the way they are. But it's really how we're seeing them that's the limitation. And the more present we can be in our lives, we can open up to growing with our partner, to making changes in the relationship that will help nurture a sense of presence, and to see our partners not just as the roles they play or not as the person they were yesterday, but as a separate being who is continuing to grow, and we are continuing to discover new things about them. Think about it. You in your life, you're constantly discovering new things about yourself. You're constantly changing. You're having feelings. You're not having feelings. You're thinking about this, or this thing is inspiring you. I mean, we're always in motion, and the people in our lives are the same way. I mean, we're really mysterious and complex, and there is so much more to know about each other. I also think that having the experience you're having with your coworker, I think it's happening for a reason. Sometimes we need inspiration or something to happen in our life to spark some change that will bring more growth and happiness and joy in our everyday lives. Your coworker inspires you, and that's really beautiful. How can you use that inspiration in ways that are helpful and healthy, not harmful and hurtful? I was listening to this Ram Dass lecture once, and you know, he was talking about how living in the 60s and the 70s and being a spiritual teacher and during the sexual revolution, everybody's kind of discovering things about themselves and sleeping with a lot of different people. And he said he came to this realization after some time that he could love many people without needing to sleep with them. And I really felt that, you know. We can love a lot of people for who they are, for their higher selves, not for something that we think they could possibly give us or fulfill in us or give us the confidence that we have been feeling disconnected to. Most of the time, they represent something that we need to look at within ourselves. And in that way, people can be really great teachers. We're always learning and growing from each other. I know that everything is going to be okay, and please don't be so hard on yourself. I'm wishing you and your family all the best. Take care. You know, it's funny because I'm in a monogamous relationship, and I don't think, you know, monogamy, polyamory, I don't think there's any one way to be happy or to be in a relationship. Even, you know, being single for the rest of your life can bring you a lot of happiness. But I do think that sometimes people don't realize that when you are with somebody for a long time, they don't stay the same. They're changing. And in a way, it's like you are with different people because your person is like growing and changing. And it's a really healthy sign that you have space in the relationship for your person to be different in your eyes, and that you don't kind of imprison them in the past. And that really goes for all relationships, not just romantic. You know, the people we love in our lives, to look at them with a fresh set of eyes and to see them beyond the ways in which they're connected to you, and to really see how unique they are, how beautiful they are, how grateful you are to share space with them. So it's good to kind of put yourself in that internal space every now and then with the people that you love. Remind yourself of their beauty, their complexity, and how much you just enjoy being in their life and watching them grow and growing together. Because that's what relationships are all about. Okay, so I'm gonna say goodbye, and I'm also going to play my new song, Crystal Children. And please, please, if you are in the New York area, get some tickets to my show. I would love to see you. All right, I love you so much, and so does your higher self. See you next time. Bye.
Floating like a feather bee. Please don't even stop to me unless you keep it mad at me.